What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace. We'll be right back.
Cousin Mercy here. Welcome. You have made it back to another fabulous Flashback Friday. I hope you all can hear me okay. Thank you, Mr. Gilu, for bringing us in, fam. I know you're back there. And if Queen, if you are here, hello, hello. You've made it back to the roast and the recap of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're ready to talk about Lisa Vanderpump. Oh, that's not what we're doing tonight. Okay.
And I don't even know who those people are. I've never watched those ladies. The only ones that I might get a snippet of is from Atlanta Housewives, if I'm walking through. But my daughter watches all that. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for tapping in on the last Friday in June. It is June the 30th. Yes, June is over with y'all, and it just started. It seems like it anyway, but nevertheless, we are here. Thank you for tapping in. Hey, King, how you doing? That was a real cold intro you brought us in on. If you get the opportunity, let me know who that was. I did hear a lot of instruments in that joint.
That would be Cameo.
Yeah, Cameo.
Oh, that was Cameo. Okay. That was nice. That was real nice. So thank you. Those instruments was, I was like, okay. So I'm happy to be here, happy to have been in the number of being here today. You know what I'm saying, cousin? Marcy,
yes.
You know, you just celebrated your birthday, another trip around the sun, so we're going to still say happy birthday to you.
As the years go by, you learn you're either going to puke and rally, or you're gonna poop and rally, but nevertheless, thank you. It was really, really fun. Birthday went up, so.
Hey, Max. Yeah. I know you was in the celebration.
Come on in, Max. Yeah, did you hear? He was just tapping on the office door. He's like, tap, tap, tap. I'm like, oh, do you hear him? He's like, let me in. Yeah, but hopefully everybody had a good week. We made it to Friday, the last one, like Queen said, of June, right? We're going to thank our sponsors as always. You know who you are out there. We got Pooh Dow Queen, BTP Media, DD Harrison, Tweed Cadillac, Normani Candles, One World Magazine, is it? Did I say that correctly? I always get them mixed up. But listen in for the drops because we always have them mentioned there. So, yeah, but I don't know. I'm ready for music.
Cause you just ready for some music, huh? So tonight we are honoring or just playing some music. I hear you, black artists to end the month of June, and got a nice selection of music to play. So we hope you guys can just kick back and enjoy. And if you want to tap in, that's 914-803-4001. But you have to press 1 to be heard.
Shout out to
you be telling me. I'll be calling. Well, you got to press 1. You have, that's the important thing.
Yeah,
you
just
have
one
to
more
press
step.
1. Yeah, so if you feel like
right.
You have a
just
song.
One more step.
That you want to maybe hear, just dial that number and press 1 and let us know. Talk to us. We would love to hear from you. So, yeah. So that's what we're doing this evening.
Definitely. We're here for the feel good. Yes, Queen. And we've been, you know, putting it together for a minute. But let's talk about the men folk, our good male soul artists and groups. Like, we're going to get into some things tonight. It's almost like a highlight of just our what do you call those, our falsetto singers, but once you get into them, it's like, no, and then you get the whole group, and it's like, oh, my goodness, with some of these groups, you know, when they just come together, man, it's hard to highlight just one, you know, one voice tone or key or whatnot. But yeah, it's going to be exciting to take us out of this month, Black Music Month.
That outstandingness is always going to be top.
Yay! I can't believe we didn't put that one on there.
Yeah, that's
another
one of my
great male.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just did it to him. Okay, music wise, yes, play those instruments. I love it.
Definitely.
Mm-mm-mm.
So with that being said, we're gonna get this party going. So you guys can kick back, get your drinky drink,
wait,
or whatever
queen.
It is that you like to chill with.
Hold
Hold up.
Hold on. I'm so sorry. I forgot. Cousin or G-Lu, did one of y'all bring what I asked for? Who? Did you bring the aspirin? I'm ready, y'all.
I've been on those most of the day. I'm tired. I don't want to see no aspirin.
Oh, my
just
gosh.
Just
want
to let it do what it is. So let's go into this fantasy. Yes. EW. Yes. That's what it seemed like going on
fantasy
with Cousin Morris.
I don't
know what's happening.
Look, fantasy and the fireball. Let's go, people. Fabulous flashback.
Oh, the
Friday.
Fireball. Oh, shit. Fireball.
Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
That keep on trucking was on point. That took me back down memory lane, like for real. Yeah,
right.
When that came out, that was just like the joint. That was it. You heard everybody blaring, blasting Eddie Kendrick's that keep on trucking and that skipping work. Those two, well, for me, was the ones that, like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Fantasia, too, before we forget that today is her birthday. Fantasia knows she's just a beautiful spirit.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah, what was
she
going
to say?
She
said, if you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Fantasia was mad.
Color purple. Oh, yeah,
she's doing big things. Yeah, she's doing big things. Shout out to her. Happy birthday, my cancer twin. But yeah, that song is so funky. Mr. Cheeks had to sample it for Lights, Camera, Action, so it kind of brought it back out. Yeah, timeless. Eddie Kendrick's Keep On Trucking, and the lyrics as well. Like,
Just keep on trucking. Leave me alone.
Just keep in a funky way.
Absolutely. Just keep on trucking.
Get that out of here.
Yeah. Like, you know, somebody tell you that back in the day, man, just keep on trucking. You better just keep on trucking before you get Hey, DJ Maniac, what's happening, King? I know you're on the line. What's going on?
Oh,
yeah.
DJ Maniac is here.
I'm good over here.
Yay.
How y'all living over here?
Good. How you?
You enjoying the show?
I am. Enjoying my day off.
Oh, that's good. It's always good to have a day or two off. Do you get your days off back to back, or do you do one in the beginning of the week and then one towards the end of the week?
Correct. One beginning of the
okay.
week, one to the end of the week.
Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. I used to like to get the two days in a row.
You do?
It's going to be a transition.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, ma'am.
I'm sorry, y'all. No, I was just, I was cut. I'm so sorry. Because, you know, I come in seconds after you. I hate when I do that. No, I was just saying it's going to be a transition when you go from the night to the day.
Yeah,
that's going to be a little awkward. You might have a couple of days, but you'll when you get back on that schedule, yeah, you probably love it.
Yeah, that day shift's going to be so much better.
Oh, yeah. As far as you know what I found out when I was working and I was transferred from either from days to PMs, from PMs to EMs. I was happy that I was being transferred, but when I started working with some of them individuals, you know, because it's like you got a whole different crowd that you're dealing with on them shifts, and, you know, so I was like, man, I wish I would have just stayed on days or stayed on PMs, but you want to be like, I want to get off at 3 o'clock and have the whole night to myself, you know, just to chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nevertheless, you know, congratulations again on your going to a different shift, and I know you're just going to go there and make it yours, and that's the thing about life. You have to take things and make them yours.
No, he got a whole new job, Queen, not a shift. He got a whole new job.
Yep.
Oh, well, congratulations on a whole new job.
Wow.
Be still.
Thank you. Yeah.
You
I'm
working in
straight. Get
him
right,
right,
Maniac. Let him know, Maniac. Get him right. Maniac got a whole new gig, whole new pay grade. He in a whole new tax bracket. He in a whole new tax bracket. All that. Maniac is the man. Tell him, Maniac.
Okay. Tell us, Maniac. You got to put his check down. You got to
don't tell him what you make.
You
don't tell him
tell
what
correct.
You make, though. But just tell him you got blessed. You're in it.
I did. I'm basically doing like peer specialist and trauma advocate for people that's been through mental illness and trauma. But not only that, like, for example, if somebody get injured or have like wounds, I do wound care as well. And I do case studies and I help them get in programs. Whereas though, if they on SSI, they get off SSI. And get in a program where they can have careers.
So they would get off of SSI to have a career.
Mm-hmm. Which is better.
Damn,
because
I need to see somebody. I need to send somebody your way. I know. Wow.
we got a lot of bodies that can be sent that way.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. For all of the things that you mentioned, so you're going to be doing a whole lot. So let me just ask you this. When one come in and I don't know, do you interview them? And how do you interview someone that's coming in with a psych problem? What's the criteria?
Almost definitely. First thing first, I have to not make them, but I'm going to ask them to sign a paper. It's like a waiver. So...
Mm-hmm.
You won't get myself in trouble. Or even he won't get in trouble. He signed that first. And then I ask him, like, do you have thoughts of hurting yourself, hurting others? And they say yes or no. If they say yes, that's when I got to call the people ASAP. Just to 302 him only because I don't want him to harm himself or go outside and harm somebody else. But if he say no, then the interview just continue on if he's taking any medicine, if he is on medication, or if he is currently homeless, or if he have a job, or if he living with somebody, or is he in PHA? It's a lot of questions. Like, all those questions I have to ask, you just have to answer them. And then when I'm done with the interview, I just have to find, like, a solution that help him. Like, for example, if he is homeless, but he's dealing with mental illness and he's not taking medication, then he will have to take that medication firsthand because he needs it for his sight. And then I will definitely have to find, like, a home or a PHA if I have to, or a shelter, or he'll have to be sent into a psych hospital. Like a long time until he can find a PHA for himself. Well, I can help
that's
him with
awesome.
That. Yep, that's how the process goes. It's a lot. Oh, man.
That is a lot. That reminds me of certain things. So congratulations to you. That's good. And you're helping people, yeah, to the whole new job, not just a new shift.
So you're
gonna, I'm talking about.
Oh, you're going to be very, you're going to be very busy. You're going to be very busy because it's a lot of people that's going to be coming. You're going to be busy because that's like the population of mental illness and all that is so huge. So big. That population is so big.
We
see it every day. We see some who are functional. We see some that aren't functional, but the population of mental illness is very big. They don't like, you know, people don't like to speak on it. Yeah. I think, was this Mental Illness Month for men? Was it this month?
Was it this month or that?
Yeah. So it that's what I'm saying. It's huge. So, yeah, congratulations. Mm-hmm. And may God be with you each time you're having a conversation with someone who is battling that, you know. It takes a very special person to be in that field. That's why I asked you, how does that happen? It takes a very special person. You got to have, the patience. It's a gift. You got to know how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. You got to be compassionate. Because you don't want to do no triggers.
No.
Yeah. But anyway.
With that person and not at that person. That's very
absolutely
important.
Very important. You want to still treat them like they're human. And that they're not bothering you. But, you know, you get some of that with some of those caseworkers. They will act like that. Like, what do you want? Why are you here? What's wrong with you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of in the same boat, DJ Maniac. You're mirroring me, but I don't do that kind of work. But that casework, yeah, it can be. But man, just hats off to you because they gotta sit right in front of you, right?
They do.
Yours and his is totally different. Like
totally
different. Yeah, his and it's totally different. So salute, DJ Maniac. You got anything you want to hear this evening?
For the inspirational.
Oh, what you say?
I said, is there anything that you would like to hear this evening?
Oh, yes. Definitely R&B. Oh. Damn. I'm sorry, Janet Jackson, Making Love in the Rain.
Making Love in the Rain.
Janet
That's a
Jackson.
Cold jam. Well, we'll get that on there for you. You going to be hanging out with us?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Right on. So we'll get that on for you. So we got DJ Maniac in the house, y'all, as always. Come and hang out with the Berkeley Queens, you know. That's what's up. We appreciate you doing that, always showing us the love. And we got the king in the background who came up and said, DJ Maniac,
set
him
the
know.
Record straight.
Check him. What
set
you doing?
The record
just
straight.
Up there like that. The producer popped up out of the hat.
You
said, wait, hold
on. You know, like when the supervisor come over, when you just chatting with your friends, and then the supervisor, whoa.
PSA.
What?
PSA. Dude, we got in trouble. DJ Maniac, you don't let us get away with nothing. You can't do that. You got us in trouble with our producer. See, that's why
that
I thought him the amazing.
Y'all need to stop that.
That's why I said the amazing producer.
Look.
Y'all need to stop.
Look, Queen, that's why I take us to our next song, because over here, okay, on Fabulous Flashback Friday with the Berkeley Queens and G Lou, DJ Maniac, what you see is what you get. We not faking
that
on far. Funk over here.
We love you. We love you, G Lou.
Not that. So, hats up. Be on point.
Let's go.
Love y'all too.
Hold up, we'll come right back to that one after this.
Ooh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
is mighty dramatic.
Ooh.
What you see is what you get.
Coming back. It's just me.
Yes. Can't go wrong
with
that.
For real.
But that harvest for the world.
No, you can't. Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of these songs, they, you know, I especially around this time, especially, I just think of my mom. Like, these were her jams, man. She, ooh, and she could sing them, Queen. She could sing them. But, yeah, I love Harvest for the World.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oldies for me is just the best music. I know we say the 80s and was a good era, but these oldies are good too. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and honor DJ Maniac request.
Right
that
now.
Janet Jackson.
Janet out there. She's
making love
so
in the
good
rain.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
I love her style right now. Just so
it's boho style. It's that bohemian look.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Well, let's get it.
Shout out to Ashante and Nelly. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those two guys.
Janet Jackson. Making love in the rain. Okay.
Was that off Control? Is that when she, yeah, I think that was on Control.
Was that on Control, DJ
yeah,
Maniac?
She went on and took the reins.
Actually,
he didn't leave us, too.
It wasn't. It actually was on, the, him, Herb, I think his name is Herb, Albert.
The first one?
He was.
Was it on his album?
Yeah, he's like a saxophone.
Okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I was like, where was that song from? Yep. Wow. Well, we ready when
yeah.
you are. Are we being we being punished because of punishing us?
No, not at all.
You say y'all not going to be talking to me. Y'all not going to be laughing at me when I come on here. Get on, y'all.
DJ Maniac, you been
oh,
in the lab?
Gosh.
I have. Man, so much been going through my mind. I'm still working on the new upcoming album for G Lil, and I'm still, like, thinking of beats for Bandana.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's cool. So amazing. DJ Maniac.
Can't wait for that.
Hanging out with us tonight on Flashback Fridays. Thank you to everybody that tapped in. It's happening, and I think we ready to go. I hear some rain.
I'll be right back.
Making
love. Get my umbrella, y'all.
There you go, DJ Maniac. That's a sexy song, though.
Thank you. wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. I'll change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Need some help, yeah. Need some help, yeah. Stop lying.
I'm just going to get a few announcements out here. Tomorrow, Sylvia Nunes gives out her free food at 12:30 p.m., and that's every Saturday, and the location is 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow her on Instagram at SNN Angels and Sylvia Nunes on Facebook. But that's tomorrow, Saturday, free food giveaway. We know that the holiday will be on Tuesday. There can be something there, I'm sure, that someone can use to spread that information around for a gift of love. And also, we are always asking for donations by announcing this for Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, who's always in need of clothing, linen, shoes. And if you want to make a monetary donation, you can contact him as well on IG and Facebook at Luther Jr. Keith. And also, I'm sorry, you guys, these text messages. Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, they do functions now. So if you ever want them to come and teach you guys how to make funnel cakes or show you some good ways of making funnel cakes, you can hit them up. They do the events now. So check out FD Funnel Cakes on IG. Their location is 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton, Tuesday through Fridays, and that's from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. They're closed on Mondays. There's three ways to place an order. Pull up an order, place a phone order by dialing 310-404-6849, order online, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, and for pickup or delivery. And for Soul Travels, check out eliadegato.intel.travel.com, and the business line is 808-769-2964. As for Ms. Delgado, I know right now the airlines are very busy. People are traveling summer. I don't think it's too late to book your ticket for the 4th of July. So if you're looking for specials, contact Soul Travels. Noramani Candles for any occasion. It's not just a special one. Contact them as well. You can follow them on IG, noramanicandles.com, to check out the varieties of scents and candles. You want to keep your skin looking good? Contact Jamie Cornell on Facebook, Glowing Skin. That is the handle on there. Check her out. She's in the San Diego and Oceanside area for, the summer's coming up. The sun is out, so we got to keep our skin looking tight. So check that out. Child Care Creative Educare Daycare, located in Los Angeles, 241 West 87th Place, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. That's an outstanding
daycare. They do academics. They do that's a great daycare to enroll your child. So if you know of anyone in need for that in the city of Los Angeles, contact Miss Lisa Thompson by phone at 562-342-0633. I'm more than sure she'll be more than happy to hear from you, and she can set up an appointment where you can come and get a tour of the daycare. But it's a great daycare to be a part, for your child to be a part of. Also, if you're looking for a badass tattoo, Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in the city of Long Beach, ask for Mr. Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG. You can book in advance with a $50 deposit by dialing 323-639-9747. And our friend Ted at the Lot Auto Sale is still in business at 538 East PCH. So check him out as well for used cars, good used cars, low mileage, just really good used cars. And you can contact him at 562-591-5909. As for Ted, and the location of that is 538 East PCH in the city of Long Beach. His hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, and check out all the content that is happening over there. That's a busy channel, so check out The G. Lou Show on YouTube. And also The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics. Make sure you check that one out. They have something going every Tuesday. Conversations. They hit on so many different things. Good conversations there. So check them out. The Patio Politics, BTP Media, Urban Realness, Writer for Life Films as well. A lot of the Writer for Life films are on Tubi now and Amazon Prime. Hands Up, Don't Shoot, The Council, Frank Blue. Those are some good black films to watch. So check them out. Get the opportunity. G Connect, also YouTube channel. Incredible Harvey Air and Seti Nash. And check out, shout out to Two Souls Forever. Follow her on IG as well. They do something every Tuesday. I think it's called Tuesday Shots. But she's be jamming as well. Real cool queen there. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday and anniversary. And to anyone that's in need for prayer, always know that the G. Lou Show is praying for you and with you. And those are just my little short announcements for Friday. I just definitely wanted to make sure that I put out about Cynthia Nunn giving out the free food. Cousin Marcy.
Thank you, Queen. That's great. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. Right on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here for the party. Okay, celebrating the Black Music Month. You're here with the Berkeley Queens, G. Lou, and DJ Maniac. Thanks for hanging out with us. So we're just still rolling right along, y'all, getting into some of these songs. They're very inspirational. If we tend to forget, let's start off our new month with just, you know, going into what can you do for another person. Again, shout out to you, DJ Maniac, on your promotion to a new job where you're going to actually be like really, you know, helping these people out. They need it out there. So salute again. But yes, Queen. So next up, we got one of yours and my favorite groups, The Dells. And this song is really close to my heart. When I was interning at KJLH, it actually was the opener for the show. But it was so nice to hear this song, Queen. I used to listen to it when I would bring the girls to you at 5 a.m. Like, oh, we got to do this, y'all. But, you know, the rest of my day would really go good. So let's get into it with some Open Up My Heart by The Dells. And if possible, we could go right into Marvin Gaye with the National Anthem Live. Let's go, y'all.
To the world this morning, see if I can help a friend. I'm gonna pull back the shades of my fears this morning and let the light of the world come in. Whether I'm up try to bring somebody happiness.
As I look about me, I can see all the blessings given to me.
A baby boy, a woman who loves me.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna give all my heart, make a new start in the world this morning. See if I can help a friend. If this could be the day, turn me away. Gonna try it once more. Knock on every door of the world this morning. See if I can be a friend. Oh, thank God, join me tonight.
one more. And I got a knock on each and every door. I wanna see if I can be a friend. I wanna help somebody. I wanna help everybody. I gotta get out of my heart.
Sounds get laid down on Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn's early? Thank you.
Flashback Fridays with Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy celebrating Black Music Month. Now we have Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
Yes, yes, thank you, fam. All right, y'all, not going to take up too much of your time. Let's get right into it. So just a few minutes ago, we had the pleasure of hearing Marvin Gaye singing the national anthem. We put that in there. We do have a holiday week coming up. We're going to celebrate July the 4th. A little background on that performance. On February 13th, 1983, Marvin Gaye sang the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game in Los Angeles. Gaye's rendition is one of the most legendary performances of the Star-Spangled Banner in sports history. The performance unconventionally made use of a drum machine, and Marvin made it work like no one else could have. Oh, he had them shades on in the video, guys. I mean, the crowd was just into it. You could hear that he couldn't even finish the end of the song by the time he got to the land of the free and the home of the brave. Oh, it was just a party going on. So salute to America and happy July 4th to everyone. Be safe out there, especially with those fireworks. Don't do too many because you're going to give my dog a attack. All right. So also, we just heard Beware of the Man with the Candy in His Hand. How about Beware of the Mom with the Candy in Her Hand? On June 28th, according to ET Entertainment News, Jaden Smith says mom Jada Pinkett Smith introduced the family to psychedelic drugs. Psychedelic drugs have been far from taboo in the Smith household. While speaking at the Psychedelic Science Conference in Denver Friday, Jaden Smith said his mother, Jada Pinkett Smith, introduced the family to psychedelics. Quote, I think it was my mom, actually, that was really the first one to make that step for the family, Jaden said. It was her for a really, really long time, and then eventually it just trickled and evolved, and everybody found it in their own ways. Smith, 24, went on to credit psychedelics for helping him find a profound love and empathy for his siblings, Willow, 22, and half-brother Trey, now 30. Siblings can argue so much and fight so much, and Lord knows me and my siblings have done so much of that in the past, but the level of love and empathy that I can feel for them inside of the psychedelic experiences and outside of the experiences has been something that's profound and beautiful. It's not the first time Jaden or Jada has spoken about their family's use of psychedelic drugs. During a November 21 episode of Red Table Talk, the pair shared their personal experiences and psychedelics. Jada said that she was introduced to plant medicine 10 years ago to deal with depression and says the treatment knocked it out. Unlike going to therapy and being on Prozac, it's not successful for everybody. She said of going the traditional route. I struggled with depression for so long, and the thing about the plant medicine is it helps you feel better, but also solves the problem of how you get in there the first place. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to etonline.com. Jada Smith says mom Jada Pinkett Smith introduced the family to psychedelic drugs. As far as that helping him get along with his siblings, I don't know. I just come from an era where you quit fighting, you pop them, and you go sit in a corner or something like that. I'm not introducing you to drugs. That'll do it for Marcy's Minute. Queen Jilu, back to you all.
They can go see DJ Maniac. They better not do them psychedelic drugs.
See? Right? I thought I got shocked. All that stuff happening. That's like, what? Like,
Wonder
every
Wheel.
Year you That's... just keep, like, it's you. It's you, lady. It's you. Every year something comes up and you are like the catalyst for what the F news.
I know.
That's why Will went up there and did what he did to Chris Rock. He probably like, I better go do this because this bitch might be on some psychedelic drugs tonight. Let me go.
What if he was actually on the stuff that she didn't introduce the whole family to? Like, we can't make this
stuff
up, y'all. Yeah, but
that is crazy.
Come back on Sunday, y'all. I got some more juicy tea to spill, man, in the hip-hop community. We're going to talk some. They did the 50 Greatest Groups. Yeah, and my favorite is yours, Melly got himself into some heat. So we'll talk about that.
Advertising stuff. They put it out there. They want the world to know that they mama introduced them to psychedelic drugs.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. They mom let them. It sounds to me like their mom pretty much let them do what they want. So maybe you were trying to have. I'm not here to talk about, you know, mothers. Who am I? But I am one of those. Thank the Lord. But it's just like y'all make it seem like it's just so, I don't know, hard to kind of be normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, your kids are not getting along. Like, what is this logic? I don't get it.
Because they be all in the same mindset. They be so they're thinking about who's going to cut who up first. We're on psychedelic drugs.
I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's
for
crazy.
Real.
That's a serious altar right there.
It's
moving
sad.
Right along.
It's sad. And then people, yeah, listen to this next one, people. Like, y'all think y'all really have problems. You don't have no problem. You ain't went through nothing. Yeah, you might have had a hard and be more or whatever. But, girl, you got to go to a performing arts school. It did lose in that. That wasn't even your man. Like, I'm not DJ Maniac. You might have to help, like she said, help us out on this one because we not understand it. Did she miss Tupac that much?
Yeah, what? Almost definitely. Yeah.
Like,
oh
my goodness.
Girl, like, you introduced your children to, and didn't her mom have, we're not turning this into a gossip blog at all, but didn't her mom, wasn't she like an ex allegedly addict? So,
I don't know
introduced?
Nothing about them people other than what they put in, what they want you to know. Then they get mad when you talk about it.
Oh, it's a book.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants us to know. She released a book. She's releasing a book this week, so she wants us to know. That's why I'm going to talk about you. But let's get into the children of the night.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Song right there. No, I'll just say it after the song.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go, y'all.
I walk the shadow late at night. Ooh.
I remember sharing that song with this young man, and you know what he said to me?
Yeah.
He said that's some depressing shit, and I was like, wow. Like,
oh,
right, absolutely, and I was like, wow, okay. But you know, when you're not there, then yeah, I guess it would be depressing to you. But it's a very deep song. It's deep.
Very. Yes, yes.
But that's what he told me.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, you know who it is, too. Cousin Marcy was the brother that stayed down the street from me when I stayed in Carson that rode the bike that had the Harley.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah,
that's some depressing shit.
No, I'm sorry, y'all. Like, everybody riding motorcycles is like, oh, here they come.
Right, here we go. They want to hear that kind of stuff. Like they want to be blowing some mystical or some yeah.
Oh.
They don't want to hear nothing like that. But yeah, but that's a deep song.
And
that's like one of my favorite
song
songs.
Too, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Children of the Night.
That's one of my
faves. Yeah,
that's one of my faves.
It's heavy. It's heavy, man. It's heavy. Is that what you used to say?
Okay. Yeah, it's heavy. That's heavy,
well, that's
man.
Feel better.
Yeah.
Hope you feel better, love.
Well, we get to hear
anybody
that again.
Out there feeling down?
It sounds
hey.
So nice. We get to hear it twice. Hey.
Hey.
Feel better, love. Now's not the time to get
oh, that's a whole
into the
joint.
Madness. Hope you feel
sorry about
better,
that.
Hey, hey, hey. The fabulous Isley Brothers. I really thought that was Harvest for the World coming back on.
You good, Queen. You good. You should have seen me on my guitar just now. Oh, Lord. Playing that thing. I love that song.
What song was that?
That was Hope You Feel Better Love by the Isley Brothers.
I had the sample.
They rocked out on that one. Yes, yes.
I love that
fabulous one. What did you love?
I said I love the Isley Brothers.
Oh, I know, right? It's like they're so iconic. And look, Ronald Isley ain't going to give up. He's going to keep on. Well, he's not walking now across the stage. He sits in the chair, but he still, his voice is going to always be there. You know, he can sit in the chair and sing because he's got it like that with that voice. I was like, look at it. From the air, he's got it going on. Well, it was
so
a great
awesome.
Show.
I know. I be like, do we really be here for 2 hours? Because it's like, man, it seems like it flies by now. But yes, Queen, great show. Great show, y'all.
Did you enjoy the show, DJ Maniac?
I did. I sure did.
Yeah, I did too. Definitely. And we thank you, King, getting to be in the amazing producer that you are and just letting us do our thing on here. And for the people, you know, we enjoy everybody that's tapped in with us this evening. We truly are humbled. And don't forget, this is the weekend, and it's the 4th of July weekend. Happy birthday to my son on the 4th
yes.
of July. And
go!
We just have to be mindful and be safe out there, you know, because they're going to be watching, especially up in Los Angeles. You guys really be safe
Jesus.
Out there, you know. It probably already started tonight, but just be safe out there because there's a lot of things happening out there in Cali, specifically Los Angeles. Like, oh, pray for L.A. Absolutely.
And women, take care of yourself. They're not playing no games with none of y'all. They drew down on strippers last week at the BET Awards. Like, they don't care. So get
I've
out of
seen
the
that. Yeah, they robbed
yeah,
those two.
Stay
those
out of the
all they can do is stand there and watch they, you know, they money that they made just walk away. Like, and I think they said it was. Just be safe. Just be safe.
Queen, do us a favor. After you,
what's the favor?
Tell us a good word. It's nothing too difficult, but I know you got our back. Can you select how we go out? Can you pick?
Oh, reasons. reasons. Because that's a nice that's a nice. I'm sure G Lou will probably have a good version of it. But yeah, the reasons that we are here. That was one of my favorites as well. That white album, the Gratitude album. That's the name of that album, Gratitude.
Yes.
Yeah.
So spiritual.
Me too. Very spiritual. One of my favorite songs by them, just one of them, is Be Ever Wonderful. That is, I love that song.
Yeah.
And Devotion. And yeah, it's just so many with Earth, Wind, and Fire. So many with them. So I'm going to leave everybody with this since we were talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire and the spiritual part of them, their music, what it touches on. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. That's pretty deep. Meditate on that. Meditate on that. Because I did. Human beings having a spiritual experience. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Wow. Anyway, peace and love to everybody. DJ Maniac, thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you, G. Lou. We'll see you guys back here on Sunday for the Fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show. We're in that playlist together. We're going to have some good songs, some good music, and just have a funky good time. Come and vibe out with us. Everybody be safe. Peace and love. Ashe.
Peace and love, y'all.
Peace and love.
Till next time. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, G-Lou. Thank you, DJ Maniac.
Absolutely.
Temperature's rising, I don't want to feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. Oh, when I'm longing to love you just for a night, kissing and hugging and holding you tight, please let me love you with all my might. Reason, the reason.
The real